Hello, this is A Voice in the Darkness, and I'm your host, Gwendolyn Forte. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode, whether you're at home or at work, in your car, outdoors, maybe you're in the gym or in a hospital room. Wherever you are today, I am so glad that you tuned in. The purpose of A Voice in the Darkness is to encourage, to uplift, and to enlighten. So many people today are walking through difficult times or some major transitions. And if that's you, I want you to listen up and I want you to hear me. You can make it, and I don't want you to give up. I don't want you to give in or to turn in the towel. You got this, and you can make it, and you can do it. And you might ask me, why am I so sure? Why am I so confident? Because I've walked through challenging, difficult times in my life, and God used people to speak an encouraging word to me. And it literally changed my direction. It changed my heart posture, and I was able to make it and to really succeed in that rough area or that rough season in my life. So I want to encourage you today to keep moving forward. You got this. You are an overcomer, and you can do this on today. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in to this week's episode on A Voice in the Darkness. Welcome. For those of you who are joining me for the first time, thank you. And if you are a regular listener and you've already subscribed, thank you as well. Today's episode is entitled Understanding Regulates Anger. Understanding Regulates Anger. And I really thought this was a great topic to discuss, because a lot of times when we're walking through a transition or difficult times, it's very easy to experience that emotion of anger. We all experience anger. Anger in and of itself is an emotion. It's not good. It's not bad. It's what you do with it. And I want to encourage you in this season of your life, if this is you and you are overwhelmed, you are frustrated, or you're dealing with some maybe crazy, difficult people, I want to encourage you to get some understanding, because understanding is going to help you regulate anger. Understanding is going to help you regulate anger. And I want to start with Proverbs chapter 14. As you know, the Bible is one of my favorite books. And my favorite book in the Bible is Proverbs, Isaiah, and the book of John. And I want to talk to you today from the book of Proverbs, because I really do feel this can help many of you if you are experiencing some tough things. Having some understanding can very much help you on today. It can help you on today. And I want to encourage you that if you are walking through some difficult times, to be encouraged that you can do this on today. Okay, today, if you're taking notes, or if not, I'm going to ask you to listen to the replay. And I'm going to start off reading this from this one is going to be from the New Living Translation. Proverbs 14 and 29 through 30. It says, people with understanding control their anger. A hot temper shows great foolishness. A peaceful heart leads to a healthy body. Jealousy is like cancer in the bones. I'm going to read that again. This is the New Living Translation, and it reads, people with understanding control their anger. A hot temper shows great foolishness. A peaceful heart leads to a healthy body. Jealousy is like cancer in the bones. I'm going to read it to you in another translation. And I love this translation. This one is the Passion Translation. 29 and 30 of Proverbs 14 reads, when your heart overflows with understanding, you'll be very slow to get angry. But if you have a quick temper, your impatience will be quickly seen by all. Verse 30, a tender, tranquil heart will make you healthy, but jealousy can make you sick. Okay, listen, when we're talking about the word regulate, I want to read this to you. Regulate is to control or to maintain the rate or the speed. Listen, the speed of something so that it can operate properly. So when you regulate, you're controlling or maintaining the rate or the speed of something so it can operate properly. Some synonyms to that word regulate is control, adjust, manage, balance, modulate, or set. So listen, understanding controls your anger. Understanding can adjust your anger. Understanding can manage your anger. Understanding can balance your anger. Understanding can modulate your anger. Understanding can set your anger. Listen to me. This is going to be very key for us because it is very easy sometimes when we're in tough places, when you're in a transition, when you're dealing with people, when you're trying to pioneer something, or you're in a relationship, or you're starting a business, a company, a ministry, you're on the mission fields, you're doing something new. It's very easy when things don't go the way they've planned to get angry. And when you have understanding, it's going to help. Okay? It's going to help. And I want to give us some keys today. I want to give us some keys that can help you in this time in your life. I want to read Proverbs 15, verse 1 and 2. Very, very good passage in the New Living Translation. And it reads, "A gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words make tempers flare. The tongue of the wise makes knowledge appealing, but the mouth of a fool belches out foolishness." Do you hear me? It belches out foolishness. I'm going to read that same thing in the King James and in the Message. It says, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise use knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools pours out foolishness." And here it is in the Message. Listen to this. It says, "A gentle response diffuses anger, but a sharp tongue kindles a temper fire. Knowledge flows like spring water from the wise. Fools are leaky faucets, dripping nonsense. Do you hear me? I want to give you some keys. If you are experiencing frustration, vexation, anger, you feel like you want to just go off on someone, things are tough, you're a bit overwhelmed, you're tired, you need some rest, come on, and you're feeling this emotion, I don't want you to let this emotion get the best of you, because the Word of God tells us that if we have understanding, it can actually regulate this emotion. It's not saying that you can't feel anger. Go ahead, feel anger, but you don't want the anger to get the best of you, and afterwards you have all of these regrets. You're feeling like, why did I go off on this person that I love? Why did I go off on my spouse? Why did I go off on my parent, my child, my employer, my professor? Why did I just let them have it? Listen, you can do better. We can be better. If you're a believer, I want to encourage you on these things, and I want to give us some keys right here from the Scripture, because I believe it's going to be very helpful for us in the coming days, especially when you're in a transition. Number one, ask the Holy Spirit for help. Ask God for help. If you are in a difficult place, if you are feeling frustration and anger, ask God for help. Listen, Matthew 7:7 says, "Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door shall be open. Ask and it shall be given." All you have to do is ask. All you have to do is ask. Father, help me. Help me right now. I'm overwhelmed. I'm feeling angry. I don't know what to do. I want to punch somebody out. Come on. Ask God for help. You don't have to let this emotion get the best of you. Understanding can regulate anger. Number two, okay, the first one is ask God for help. Ask the Holy Spirit for help. Number two, ask for wisdom. Ask for wisdom. Listen to me. The Bible says in James chapter 1 and 5, if any man lacks wisdom, all you have to do is ask God and he'll give it to you liberally, generously, and he will not rebuke you or upbraid you or punish you for asking. So all we have to do is ask God for wisdom. We're going to need wisdom in the coming days to navigate through this emotion that is very real. Ask God for wisdom when you're in a rough situation and you're feeling angry and you're in this relationship or you're dealing with people and you just want to go off. That's not the best resort. I'm telling you, don't do it. Ask God for wisdom because the Bible tells us God will give us the wisdom that we're asking for liberally. Now hear me. Number three, get some understanding. Do you hear me? Get some understanding. Proverbs 4:7 says, wisdom is the principal thing. I just said, ask for wisdom. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 4:7, it's the principal thing. And it says, in all your getting, get understanding. Get some understanding on the matter. Get some understanding on what's going on. A lot of times we're angry because we don't understand the situation. We don't understand the other person. We don't understand what's going on in the spirit realm. We don't understand what's going on in our body, whether it's hormonal. But when you get some understanding, listen, it can help regulate what you're feeling. Is it going to make what you're feeling go away? No, but it will give you the understanding to not let your temper go from a 1 to a 100. Let me tell you, it'll take some of that and calm it down. And so if you have some understanding about what's happening, what's going on, or why a person did what they did, or why a person said what they said, or why the situation is what it is, guess what? It's not saying that you won't experience anger, but the anger will not get the best of you. So Proverbs 4:7 says, wisdom is the principal thing, and all you're getting, get understanding. Okay. Number four, listen, when you're experiencing this anger, you're going to have to listen. This you'll have to just practice. You got to practice this because it doesn't come overnight. You got to give a soft answer. Okay, you got to give a soft answer. I read this in Proverbs 15:1-2. It says a soft answer turns away wrath. Listen, it's going to turn away wrath that's brewing in other people. And it's going to deal with the anger that's in you when you talk at a lower pace. You talk at a lower tone. You know, I remember sometimes I would be so upset with my kids and sometimes I would just go off. And then other times when I knew I was really angry, I lowered my tone. I purposely went down in my tone because I was controlling that emotion and I didn't want that emotion to get the best of me. So I went down, looked them in the eyes and said, Mommy said, do not do that. And I lowered my tone. Do you hear me? A soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise, here goes that wisdom, use knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools pours out foolishness. Here it is in the message. A gentle response diffuses anger, but a sharp tongue kindles a temper fire. Knowledge flows like spring water from the wise. Fools are leaky faucets, dripping nonsense. We're not going to drip nonsense. We're not going to be leaky faucets. We're not going to be a wildfire. Come on. We're not going to be labeled a fool, but we're going to use our tongue with great wisdom. Here are the keys today. If you are dealing with anger, understanding can regulate this. And these are your keys. Number one, ask the Holy Spirit for help according to Matthew 7:7. Number two, ask for wisdom. James 1:5 says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask God. Listen, who will give to you generously. He will not rebuke you for asking. And number three, get understanding. The Bible says wisdom is the principal thing in all our getting. Get understanding. Understanding is going to help us to regulate anger because, listen, we'll understand the what's going on. And when you understand what goes on, it's going to help you not to go from a 1 to a 100. And lastly, Give a soft answer. Learn to tone what you're going to say. Don't scream. Try not to yell, but give that gentle response because it's going to diffuse the anger in others and it's going to diffuse the anger in you. I am telling you today, if you're walking through a challenging season and you're vexed or you're frustrated or you're feeling a lot of anger, it's okay to deal with that, to have anger, but you don't want the anger to get the best of you. When you have understanding, it will regulate that anger. Do you hear me? Understanding is going to be vital in this hour. So I just want to encourage you today to do these things, to ask for help from God, from the Holy Spirit, to ask for wisdom, right? To get understanding. And then when you have that, you just give a soft answer. And I believe that these keys can help you in some transitional seasons that could be a bit, you know, tight. It could be a bit rough, but I know that you got this, okay? You can do it. Do not give up. Do not throw in the towel. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. And I also want you to, check me out on Spotify, Amazon, Audible, iHeartRadio, Apple, Google, YouTube, CastBox. And I want you to subscribe and rate and share this episode with someone who you know needs some encouragement. Okay? So I want to tell you again, thank you so much. Until next time, I'm Gwendolyn Forte with The Voice in the Darkness, signing off.